What you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Welcome. We got 322 people watching now. Oh, it looks like people are joining right now. Welcome to rumble.com/MG Show. Welcome, Brighteon.tv. We love you guys as well. A lot of big news coming up out of Brighteon. Stay tuned. We got a lot of changes to the platform at Brighteon, and we're very excited about it right here at the MG Show. Also, Red State Talk Radio. They're the ones that stepped up first for us. Red State Talk Radio, thank you very much for allowing us to be on your platform. Monday through Friday, 12:05 p.m. to 2 p.m. We love you guys very much as well. Just use your spy device. Tune in to Red State Talk Radio. They are live if you want to hear it. We've got the podcast, mg.show/podcast. We've got mg.show/donate. We cannot do this without you because we're not brought to you by Lucifizer. And for to concur with that message, let me bring in my partner in justice, Shady Groove. Shady, get on in here.
We're not on Friday wearing flannel for nothing, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for the support of the show. Yes, we are on Rumble. Yes, we are on Red State Talk Radio. The podcasts are live. Thank you very much. We're seeing massive growth, as a matter of fact, in the podcast arena out there. So we're getting the message outside of America to let everybody know that the podcast is being downloaded from, I think it was over 100 countries now. So amazing stuff going on. People care about America. They care about you. You got to get up and fight so the rest of the world can understand what it is that's going on.
You know, and we've titled this one, The Fight for the Wall is for So Much More. And we're going to be delivering you a decode. And people from the 17 community understand exactly what I'm saying. A decode, a 17 decode. People understand what that is. And I've done a lot of them, Shady. We've done a lot of decodes together. And I was inspired by a video that I watched the other night. And lo and behold, I was shown another video. This is just kind of how these decodes happen. They just are shown to me, if you will. I don't know how it works, but it's interesting. And, you know, then I communicated with Shady of what I saw. And, you know, he helped me, you know, put it into words better than I had already because, you know, they want you divided by race. And we're going to show you that that's exactly what they want you divided for. But it's much deeper than that, guys. It's, you know, Shady, I don't know if you want to give a little, you know, prelim into what we're going to talk about at the end of this hour and into hour number two. So if you're on Brighteon.tv, you're going to want to go to rumble.com/MG Show for the full decode, but we're going to talk a little bit about it because there's something very important happened yesterday in Arizona. We're going to first play that because it's like layered with booms, Shady.
Yes, it is layered with booms, and we need the Patriots out there to hear this. You need to understand the, just like Jeff says all the time, we would never do that to someone, so why would they ever do it to us? Well, the reality of the situation is what they're doing to us is absolutely disgusting, and I think that we're going to give you guys a pretty good overview of how it's set up and maybe the way that what they're trying to do to destroy you may end up actually backfiring on them. Boomerang effect.
Boomerang. And by the way, yesterday we got our favorite foreign and domestic billionaire funded Alex Kaplan, reporter for Media Matters for America, which is David Brock, which is who may or may not have banged Elefantis, who is Hillary Clinton's campaign manager in 2016, did an article about us. Seth Keschel went on QAnon show, MG show, just minutes after he testified before Arizona state lawmakers. Can you say boom, Shady Groove? Let me hear
it. I can say booga, booga, booga. Boom.
Booga, 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 boom. Where he puts election fraud claims to promote his testimony. Keschel is known as a fan of the show. Thank you, Seth. And he certainly is. Thank you, Alex. Previously wearing an MG show shirt on the Bannon's War Room, and that, in fact, did happen, Shady Groove.
It happened.
But, you know, you're not going to want to miss this. I mean, since the foreign and domestic billionaires are screaming about it, maybe you guys want to make sure you see this show. Seth Keschel at the AZ Senate Committee, and then Keschel joins us live after his testimony. It's only got 26.7 thousand views, but the podcast has taken off. Guys, please share it. It must be over the target.
Absolutely over the target. The testimony from Mr. Keschel yesterday was fire, and I think that the American people are starting to realize that there is a way to see fraud in the numbers whenever you actually do math. It's crazy.
Yeah, it really is, Shady. And we're going to bring you some explosive testimony yesterday at the Senate Elections and House Oversight hearing, the Joint Committee, by Miss Jackie Berger, but we're not sponsored by Lucifizer. And this actually goes to the why the wall is much more than you know, guys. And we're going to talk about that after we play this, you know, because we're not sponsored by Lucifizer. We've got to play this beautiful boom footage, Eddie. Thank you, sir.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
There we are. We're back. Thank you very much. And Shady, we're going to get right into it. This is a major boom after boom after boom as to the corruption in Arizona. Let's just go right to it. Here we go.
Said that right. And the title of her report is
preliminary findings of activities impacting Arizona's election integrity with specific focus on the 2020 and 2022 general elections.
Well, good afternoon, Madam Chair. Good afternoon to everyone. My name is Jacqueline Brega.
And so, speak real close to the mic.
Sorry, I apologize.
That's okay. So the folks in Sholo can hear you.
I don't know if they want to.
Or Prescott.
Just to tell you a little bit about myself, I do have a master's degree in marketing, honors degrees in financial accounting, business statistics, economics, and business strategy. So I've been a resident of Scottsdale, Arizona, since 1997. And I own the Feinbrega Insurance Agency, which is a farmer's insurance agency in the Valley. Since 2019, I've been a principal investigator with the Harris Thaler Law Firm. We have been investigating multiple multi-state racketeering and corruption. John Harris Thaler is our senior attorney, and he is in charge of this investigation. Mr. Thaler has been practicing law for 32 years. His firm specializes in investigating racketeering and corruption for both the public and the private sector, and he has participated in some of the largest investigations both in the U.S. and abroad. But with respect to the current matter at hand, in 2006, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Illinois, Idaho, and Indiana investigated the laundering of drug cartel monies through a complex series of single-family home purchases in those particular states. By 2009, numerous real estate agents, escrow companies, and title insurers had been indicted, charged, and convicted of racketeering, and in 2014, our office was asked to review the case file. The reason for this was we were asked to determine whether monies from the sale of the properties had filtered to properties purchased in Arizona, specifically in the Maricopa and Pima County. We concluded that several real estate agents convicted in Iowa had set up laundering systems in Arizona and thereafter had transferred the proceeds of sales to the Panamanian corporations. In 2018, Mr. Thaler discovered, incidental to a completely independent matter, a series of trust deeds evidencing that cash laundered through single-family residences in Arizona was pervasive and ongoing. With that, a new investigation began, with the focus being on money laundered and related racketeering activities in Maricopa County, and as well as in several other Arizona counties. We are currently represent several parties directly damaged by these racketeering activities. The investigation originally focused on fake notarizations, fake deeds of trust, fraudulent buyers and or sellers of the real property transactions, as well as other companies used in real estate transactions, such as real estate brokers, mortgage companies, title and escrow companies, real estate inspection companies, service companies, and so on. Over 120,000 documents have been reviewed to date. These documents have definitely evidenced multiple racketeering enterprises, which include narcotic sales, money laundering, tax evasion, payroll theft, bankruptcy fraud, life insurance fraud, auto insurance fraud, bribing of elected and appointed officials, creating and modifying public record, falsifying professional licenses and related credentials, swatting individuals who pose a threat to these enterprises, and last but not least, election fraud. I walked in and heard briefly that you spoke about a compromised computer system. Well, that is something I will be addressing in quite some detail. I'm going to share with you that which we've uncovered, how we uncovered it, and the conclusions drawn therefrom. I'll also share with you how the racketeering enterprises inextricably are intertwined with election fraud. It is important to note okay, that our office has been limited in resources and in terms of authority, okay, such as subpoena power. As a result, the conclusions that I'm bringing here to you that we've reached to date are just the tip of the iceberg. As a result, okay, our office stands ready to work with any of the relevant enforcement agencies. Our primary findings were first reported to Governor Ducey in 2022. Furthermore, Thaler has met with attorney generals in five states, the FBI, the IRS, the U.S. bankruptcy trustee, and with several U.S. attorneys' offices. Currently, there are active and ongoing investigations in federal and state jurisdictions, and both California and New Mexico have already used our report and and taken some corrective action. The final report will include the election fraud and will be completed and published as a book entitled Report to the Governor. This is going to be a book of 300 pages with approximately 3,000 attachments. Excerpts from this book and other necessary documentation will be available on reporttothegovernor.com after this presentation. Our report contains 47 separate filings. I have provided you with a packet, and I do apologize that my assistant failed to number the pages, but pages 11 to 14 detail those 47 findings that we have in our report. I am going to just mention a few of those that are very pertinent to this committee. As I mentioned, beginning in Illinois, Idaho, and Iowa, in the early 80s, cash earned or otherwise collected in the sale of illegal narcotics and human trafficking activities conducted by the Sinaloan cartel had been laundered through the purchase of single-family residences. Laundering of this cartel money in Arizona through purchase and sale of the single-family residence began in and about 1994 and focused on new construction, particularly in Santan Valley, Litchfield Park, Goodyear, and Avondale. Cartel monies mostly came from illicit narcotic sales, which include crystal meth, cocaine, heroin, and fentanyl, as well as human trafficking. In addition to purchase and sales of single-family residence, cash is laundered through inflated and falsified construction invoices, falsified charitable donations, tuitions paid on fake students allegedly attending private trade schools, and falsified bankruptcies. Wells Fargo Bank bankers in Arizona and in multiple additional states have engaged in opening, checking, and direct deposits accounts for phantom people. Resources, including city government officials and agencies in Mesa, Arizona, has also been integral in the laundering activities. Since 2010, money laundering has exceeded $7.5 billion. In Arizona, laundered cash is used in part to bribe elected and appointed public officials and their support staff. The principal preparers of the documents necessary to effect the racketeering enterprise are Donna Ray Chavez, a resident of Mesa, and her daughter, Brittany Ray Chavez. To date, more than 10,000 falsified documents have been recorded with the Maricopa County Recorder's Office. We estimate that more than 35,000 warranty deeds and trust deeds evidencing fraudulent transactions exist in the database. The number of falsified notarizations exceeds over 15,000. Donna and Brittany participate in racketeering activities, which also include facilitating the bribes to the public officials, tax evasion, payroll theft, bankruptcy fraud, insurance fraud, and extortion. The city of Mesa is a racketeering organization, as that term is defined in 18 U.S.C. section 1961. To protect the enterprise, civil rights are systematically and systemically violated to preserve racketeering activities. Fines and outrageous cash bonds are used to collect monies which are then skimmed and redirected into the racketeering enterprises. The City of Mesa Police Department operates within it a private police department that is used to support and protect racketeering enterprises. Officers participating in this force are compensated with monies paid through the phony mortgage schemes and other related schemes. Officers operating within this private force systemically violate our Fourth Amendment rights by breaking and entering into private properties, wiretapping, computer hacking, cell phone hacking, and by using related surveillance techniques without warrant. Officers also plant evidence and hide exculpatory evidence. Multiple state agency databases have been infiltrated or hacked, thus allowing falsified documents to be uploaded into them and allowing legitimate documents to be removed. For example, the database for the University of Arizona and Arizona State and Northern Arizona have been infiltrated and hacked. It permits individuals to be given degrees who never attended or graduated from these schools and allows phantom individuals to be awarded degrees, thus lending legitimacy to their existence. Further, state licensing databases have been infiltrated and hacked to permit individuals with fake degrees to permit phantom individuals to have state licenses issued. And these licenses, like accounting or real estate, mental health care, even law licenses, we have seen phantom attorneys registered with the state bar. The Maricopa County database for the Recorder's Office and for the Superior Court were designed in 2014. They were set up for outside infiltration so that falsified documents could be uploaded or legitimate documents removed. Since 2015, hundreds upon hundreds of falsified court documents have been loaded into the database. These documents include falsified default judgments, criminal restitution orders, child support orders, all of these used in swatting activities against individuals posing a threat to the racketeering activities. Since 2004, elections within Pima County and Maricopa County have been manipulated through the infiltration of the county databases, resulting from bribes paid to executives at election service providers, including, but not limited to, principals at Runbeck Election Services. In addition to impacting local elections, bribes and infiltration were used to affect the outcome of the races during the November 3rd, 2020 election, including the outcome of the race for Maricopa County Recorder and the outcome of the November 8th, 2022 election race for Governor, Secretary of State, and Attorney General. Public officials who have received bribes include multi-state office holders, State House and State Senate, local office holders, county supervisors, judges in the Maricopa Supreme Court, judges of some city courts, including two presiding judges, judges' assistants, prosecutors within certain cities within Maricopa County, prosecutors for Maricopa County, peripheral legal specialists, including attorneys, approved mental health care providers, as in court-appointed advisors and related specialists. In the Superior Court of Maricopa County and Pinal County and Pima County, at least 25% of the active judges have accepted bribes in exchange for protecting the racketeering activities. Bribe payments generally begin before the individual is even appointed to the bench. Bribes are usually paid as an incentive for the attorney to leave their private practice. By way of example, Mesa City Prosecutor Prosecutor's Office routinely files charges and convicts innocent individuals who knowingly or unwittingly pose a threat to the racketeering enterprise. With respect to judges in the Mesa City Court, Judge Tatz, Judge Alicia Lawler, preside over these invented cases filed by the city prosecutor, falsely convicting and sentencing the defendant. In the Maricopa County Superior Court Family Division, child custody evaluators, commonly known as court-appointed advisors, routinely accept bribes in exchange for favorable reports. Bribes are often facilitated by attorneys representing one party. But let me explain. As I stated earlier, in 2018, Mr. Thaler found trust deeds recorded with the Maricopa County Recorder Office, evidencing money laundering and tax evasion. These documents, as I mentioned, were prepared by both Brittany and Donna Chavez. Both of them are connected to the real estate agents suspected of setting up the home purchasing laundering systems in Arizona. Their principal employer was and is the Sinaloan cartel. Today, we know that their participation in the creation of documents necessary for the criminal enterprise runs more than 25 years and includes facilitating bribes to public officials. Our initial discovery included more than 100 fake trust deeds and warranty deeds in Maricopa County, where either Brittany or Donna executed the document as either buyer or seller or as the notary under an assumed name. At least half these documents purported to be executed by married individuals. The discovery of the falsified deeds led to the discovery of additional racketeering enterprises, including, but not limited to, as I've mentioned, insurance fraud, payroll fraud, and bankruptcy fraud. It also led to the discovery of the extortion schemes I've already mentioned. Maricopa County Recorder's Office has at least 5 appointments made by Adrian Fontes, our county recorder, from 2017 to 2021, who are phantoms, non-existent individuals. These phantom individuals hold positions related to election services. Further, during the same period, the office has at least 15 individuals whose appointments were falsified and thereafter kept hidden from the public during the 2020 election cycle. The appointment documents for all of the above individuals have forged signatures, falsified clerical signatures, which means that the tracings from the are from a signature stamp, and fake dates. These falsified notarizations were made by Brittany. Said falsified clerical signature and date were made by Donna Chavez. I'll be sharing examples of this in a few minutes. In addition to election fraud, manipulation of the city and county databases include falsified default judgments, restitution orders, child custody orders, and so on, as I've explained. Brittany and Donna have also been able to forge signatures of judges. Well, that summarizes the findings, at least those that pertain to you guys, of the book. But as I stated, the parameters of our investigation did not originally include election fraud. It's important to note that we do not represent any political candidate or political party or political action committee or any similar organization or individual. Mr. Thaler himself did not vote in 20 and 22. He's not donated to any party. In November 2019, Brittany approached Mr. Thaler and his colleague, Attorney John J. Stanley, with a request that they obtain for her WITSEC protection. However, prior to obtaining approval, Brittany was threatened in such a manner that she broke off direct communications with our office. She has continued to surreptitiously provide evidence concerning these criminal activities. In October 2020, shortly before the November 3rd election, Thaler was provided certain information. First was evidence that the Maricopa County computer database had been designed with various backdoor, allowing outsiders to infiltrate it and to change the data. Second was the identities of bribed recipients, which included elected officials. And third, on October 26, 2020, Thaler's team discovered approximately 25,000 falsified ballots being held with a significant sum of cash in a private residence in Mesa, rented to Donna Chavez. I do have a declaration in your packet that you've been provided detailing that. The investigation into election fraud is not limited to the state of Arizona. However, where Arizona is concerned, a plethora of individuals are implicated in the fraud, including elected and appointed officials, and as I've already mentioned, Runbeck Election Services, the service provider to Maricopa County. The Maricopa County database has absolutely no integrity whatsoever. Let me explain. I chose to share with you my investigation of Katie Hobbs by way of example. But for purposes of this exercise, I could have pretty much selected any of those individuals that are listed on your in your packets on page 70. I apologize that you don't have a page, but you'll see that it's near the end of the book. When our investigation leads to a name of a particular individual that we suspect to be involved in this racketeering activity, we research their deeds of trust, which are recorded with the Maricopa County Recorder's Office and publicly available. If there is an unusual amount of deeds of trust for that individual, and if there are deeds of trust for the same or similar named individual, or with multiple varying middle initials, we dig further. In the case of Caitlin Hobbs, please look at page 17 through 50 in your packet. I have shared with you 11 deeds of trust in the name of Kathleen M. Hobbs and Patrick T. Goodman. However, when we looked at the deeds in your packet on page 51 to 64, these have similar names, but we've discovered that they too were compromised. In some cases, we review deeds of trust filed under a spouse or a child or parent or business partner, just depending on the specific circumstances. When the writings match that of Brittany and Donna, we can determine that the notarization is fraudulent and or the buyer and or the seller signatures are fake, we know the deed is fraudulent. If you look at the deeds for Kathleen M. Hobbs and Patrick D. Goodman, I have provided you with the first signed pages of the deeds, and on page 65 is a comparison of just the signatures. Okay, the pages with some red writing on them for the buyers of each deed. This page will speak for itself. There's obviously some inconsistencies with the signatures for Kathleen and for Patrick. This is apparent to anyone with any naked eye, but we have verified all our findings with a qualified forensic document expert who represents the state of California. Now, let's look at the notaries who signed these deeds. Again, I provided you with a page of all the notary signatures on page 66. Next to this, I provided you with references to pages from our reports that we have from our qualified forensic document expert, where similar writings have been verified as either being that of Brittany or Donna. The only other option is in some situations, there are graphics or traces of other signatures where we can verify that an imposter has attempted to copy an original signature. Linda Mitchell's reports are lengthy. We have over 500 pages in reports. So unfortunately, unless I was going to walk in here with stacks like this for each of you, I could not bring those and give you each a copy, but they will be available to you if anyone wants to email me a request. On page 67, I've demonstrated some other writings on the deeds, which have also matched with pages from our forensic reports. What I provided you on page 68 to 69 is where we delve even further. When you look at the deeds, you will notice that there is a title company and a mortgage company. As is pretty evident, the writings on the document filed with the Corporation Commission for these entities is also that of Brittany or Donna. To summarize our findings with regards to Governor Katie Hobbs, taking into account just those documents in her name are as follows. There are 9 deeds of trust in the name of Kathleen M. Hobbs and Patrick T. Goodman, husband and wife, from 1997 to 2021. Which essentially means that they either purchased or refinanced a home every 2 to 3 years, which is not statistically not likely, not improbable. But even more so, when 6 of the 9 deeds of trust were recorded within the 10-year period between 97 and 2007, the concentration of which is between 2001 and 2005, which was during Ms. Hobbs' tenure at Emerge Arizona. When researching the documents filed with the Corporation Commission for Emerge Arizona, we found that these documents evidence hand signing and hand printing that belongs to Brittany and or Donna. If one were to guess, and this is just a guess on our part, Emerge Arizona seems to have been formed as a medium to attract women interested in politics and bribe them through the proper scheme to adopt positions of power and to further the goals and objectives of the cartel. Most of these deeds have been fraudulently notarized, meaning that one or multiple parties' names in the transaction are either not present or do not exist at all. In some, if not all cases, it's evident by page 65 in your packet, Ms. Hobbs and Mr. Goodman's signatures are clearly inconsistent, indicating that the majority of the deeds were created by a different individual who are attempting to copy Hobbs and Goodman's signatures, particularly on the deeds where the notarizations have been found to be fake. We then researched the title companies and the mortgage companies on these deeds of trust. Some of these do not or have never existed. Some do not even exist in Arizona.
Ms. Berger, can I ask you to please submit one of these packets to the pages so we can get this put in the record? And then we are going to have to tighten this up and keep it germane to election so we don't exceed the scope of our authority.
Sure. Would you like me to finish with my conclusions with that?
How much more do you have?
Let me finish on this example,
okay,
and then I will go on to more of the election fraud. Okay, so when I said we researched the title companies and the mortgage companies, some do not even exist. What can we conclude by these discoveries? Purpose of having a fake deed of trust is to move cash without it being traceable. A phony mortgage company provides a phony mortgage as the one primary method by which cash is moved invisibly. There are basically only three reasons to create a fake deed of trust. If the buyer does not exist, then the mortgage serves as a means of laundering the money. If the buyer does exist, then the mortgage is used to provide the owner of the deed money. That is untraceable. And when the person resides in the location of the deed, then that's even more further proof that money is being provided that is untraceable. I can take you through example after example, but in the interest of time. Since at least 2004, ballot counts have been tampered with. Our county's current computer database, which was built between 2014 and 15, has been and continues to be infiltrated and hacked. Its architects specifically designed the system with multiple backdoor entry points. These points permit the uploading of falsified documents and the removal of genuine documents from the county system. We have seen Brittany access the database and have an eyewitness to testify for that. Over the past 15 years, Brittany has used her access to load falsified judgments and so on. Beginning in 2017, the access points have been used to change vote totals and thereon election results. Illegal transfers have been made and provided to Runbeck and Jeff Ellison. The phony deeds used in the scheme to move money to candidates are created by Brittany. For-profit and non-profit PACs are also created by Brittany and used to move money for candidates. During the 22 election, ballot scanners, printers at 70 precincts suffered changes to their printer settings, despite being tested the night before the election. The changes in those settings were made through computer infiltration, not manually or by some never-before-seen error. The uncontrollable ballots were placed in box 3 and allegedly driven to Runbeck. Witness information provided on October 2020 confirms that more than 100,000 filled-in ballots and more than $13 million were identified by some of our investigators in two unmarked rental cars. These vans were loaded with the ballots and cash at a private residence in Mesa and driven to Runbeck's office. The Runbeck company, as you know, is operated by Robert Runbeck. We have found deeds for Runbeck and Ellison. So, I was going to drive home the point, but instead I will move on. We have heard, okay, that the statistical improbabilities of an improbable, outcome with respect to the November 2020 election. Let's look at Andre Fontes and Stephen Riker for the Maricopa County Recorder. Riker's win was statistically impossible. To win...
Are you referring to Stephen Richer?
Richer, sorry. My apologies. Fontes is a Democrat and was the incumbent. Percentages for Biden, Sinema, and Kelly ran up at approximately a 2.5% margin in the county against all their opponents. Richer won by approximately 6,000 votes. This means that 50,000 individuals who voted for the Democratic ticket across the board had to choose the Republican candidate for recorder against an incumbent who never suffered a scandal. Never happened. This was a planned loss. Hobbs would receive the Democratic nomination for governor and Fontes would run for Secretary of State to replace Hobbs. The strategy appeared to have been planned. I have shown you that both Hobbs and Fontes have what we call Brittany deeds, evidencing a strong likelihood that they are bribed recipients. Now, it may seem obvious, but I do feel that it's necessary to explain nonetheless. Given that Arizona is a border state and that drug smuggling and human trafficking is a billion-dollar business, it would appear that having our elected and appointed officials ensure that the cartel enterprise remain open for business would be paramount. The cartel invests substantially to ensure that the right people are in key positions so as to further their objectives. The fix for 2020 and for 2022 started in 2017 with appointment to election positions of individuals being bribed through the mortgage scheme and through monies being laundered by the appointment of phantom individuals. The problems with these documents are many. If you look at your pages 71 and 76, the recorded appointments from Fontes, which were notarized by a Jessica York, first, the handwriting and handprinting of Jessica York have been identified as belonging to Brittany by our forensic document expert. Secondly, the York signatures are the same handwriting, but not the same style. And that change of style exists even when the documents were allegedly signed on the same day. You can see the June 4th documents. The December 9th date and the clerk handwriting matches Donna. The signature of the clerk at the bottom is actually a tracing of a signature stamp. The time between the signature and the notarization and alleged execution of the clerk and thereafter the recorded date evidence forgery. Normally, it's a 2 to 3 turnaround time. These took multiple months and all were allegedly clerk executed and recorded after the election certification. I have example after example where things do not add up. In addition to state representatives, there are three of the five Maricopa County supervisors have also recorded documents evidencing the acceptance of bribes. Further, we've investigated PACs relating to state office holders and dark money transactions relating to said PACs. From late 2018 to 22, a significant number of questionable real estate transactions were facilitated by several law firms, including partners at Perkins Coie. Mr. Thaler would be here himself presenting this information, but there have been multiple attempts on his life. Thaler was driving from Arizona to California when suddenly he lost control of his vehicle. Upon investigation, it was discovered that his tire was purposefully slashed by a straight-edge knife, about 4 to 6 inches. The cut was made at such a location on the outer side of the tire where the tire would not lose air, but instead would degrade to a point causing catastrophic failure, most likely at high speed. Again, declaration is included in your packet. The only reason I mention this is because a similar attempt was made on the life of Carrie Lake's daughter during her campaign. To date, 6 attempts have been made on Thaler's life. In Arizona, public officials accepting bribes include members of the legislature, the executive branches of the state government, more than 24 judges on the Maricopa County Superior Court, at least 2 judges in the city of Mesa Court, at least 1 judge in the town of Gilbert, the mayor of Mesa, 5 members of Mesa City Council, several police
Madam
officers.
Madam Chair, point of order. This is not the appropriate place to be alleging.
Oh, really, Ken?
We do have a rule in this chamber that we cannot impugn the motives of other members, as explosive as that testimony was. But that is our rule.
Okay, so what we're going to do is this. I need you to wrap up in terms of impact to the election. Thank you.
Even though I invest and covers multiple states, Thayla and our team have interviewed over 30 witnesses in Arizona. Several individuals in the public officials list have cooperated with the investigation. The team has collected and reviewed more than 120,000 documents, as I've said. Okay. The immense data that we have collected will assist enforcement agencies investigating the election fraud. Further, the data we have collected and the connections we have found and the vast details of this entire investigation will lead enforcement agencies to those participating in the frauds and will help you restore election integrity within our beautiful state. Thank you.
Thank you. And my first question is, to whom have you given this data other than to us today?
As we said, the report was given to Governor Doug Ducey in May of 2022, so he has been made aware. As I've mentioned in my presentation, FBI, some of the other attorney generals, especially in New Mexico and California.
Thank you. Okay,
Madam Chair. Ms. Brigger, how was this given to Mr. Ducey? Was it by you personally?
No. No, it was not given by me personally. It was given by one of our team members.
Next question.
Yes,
Representative Jones.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Ms. Brigger.
Brigger, thank you.
Did you give this to the Arizona Attorney General?
Madam Chair, Mr. Burrell, we have not yet presented this to the Arizona Attorney General. We do know that Governor Ducey did share this with the Attorney General at the time.
How do you know that?
Yeah, how do you know that?
Because he shared that information with Mr. Thayla directly. But I personally have not given it to our Arizona Attorney General yet.
Madam Chair, Ms. Brigger, was Mr. Thayla the one that gave this to the governor?
No, not directly, because Mr. Thayla is not in Arizona.
So how would Mr. Thayla know that Governor Ducey shared this with the Attorney General's office?
Because that Governor Ducey and Mr. Thayla were in contact.
Next question, Representative Jones.
Madam Chair, ma'am, thank you so much for coming. You're very brave, in my opinion. My question is, and I guess it's a question for clarity, how this is, in my opinion, related to the election is what you're
saying. I'm going to pause it right there real quick. We are going to be leaving Brighteon.tv. You're not going to want to miss the remainder of this hour and second hour at 1:05 p.m. Eastern right here on rumble.com/MG Show. But we're going to finish this up. This is booms beyond booms, and we're going to also cover with you guys why the wall is more important than you know. Shady Grove, we're just going to leave Brighteon. Thank you, Brighteon.
Yep, thank you.
All right, here we go, continuing.
Stating is potentially many people, elected officials here, have potentially been bribed or blackmailed to get certain election results. And I think the people have the right to hear that because the people in Arizona
now
crave truth. Is that, am I
understanding
clearly?
Yes, you are, absolutely. And that is exactly why I'm here today. I think that we have gone round and round and round with the concept of election integrity, but nobody is willing to actually speak the truth of how did our election get compromised, and it, as in nuts and bolts, how, you know, what happened to actually compromise our elections and compromise the integrity of our state.
Madam Chair, may I?
Yes.
Madam Chair, Mrs. Berger, what may I ask, what political party are you?
Oh, excuse me, Madam Chair. I'm unaffiliated.
Madam Chair, follow-up. Madam Chair, Mrs. Berger, how long has it taken for this information to be compiled, and how many people worked on this team?
Madam Chair, this information was compiled over approximately 3.5-4 years, and we have had approximately 5 to 10 people at any given time, because it hasn't always been a consistent, working on this investigation.
To that point, Madam Chair,
go ahead,
Ms. Brager,
Senator.
Madam Chair, Ms. Brager, when did you say this was presented to Governor Ducey?
Madam Chair,
go ahead.
May 2022.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yes. Madam Chair, Ms. Brager, would you provide a copy for the committee that has the pages annotated,
Absolutely.
Please?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I apologize.
It was very difficult to...
I do.
You apologize. Kept referring to page numbers, but none of the pages have any page numbers.
As I said, I did apologize at the forefront of this presentation, but I shall do so.
Any other questions from the dais?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Senator Bennett.
Madam Chair, Ms. Brager, how is it that you were invited to address the committee today? By whom?
I was invited by Representative Harris.
Thank you.
That's the question.
Any further questions?
Where's our cricket
Thank
sound,
you.
Jeff?
Thank you, Madam
brave
Chair.
Brave woman.
Thank you. My, very brave. You got my attention.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, permission to play the constituent Back. Video?
Affirmative.
Wow, guys. Those are some major booms. And it kind of goes along with what we're going to be discussing today here in the next hour. The wall is more important than you know. The wall... You know, you see why they need to keep this all open. You know, they're subverting your elections to keep the cartel alive. You know, we know that the Bushes made money from the cartel. We know that, hey, Maine Air Force Base, I was bringing in cocaine, Shady. You know, hey, sure. I want a deal. Can I get a deal?
No deals.
No
nice
deals.
Try.
And we follow the money. And there's your dark money aspect again, guys. Very interesting. So, you know... And, you know, we're looking at other companies or other, like, you know, Black Box Security has 39 Airbnbs down here in Florida. Is that how they do it? Is that how they move the money, move the victims, move everything, move the drugs?
Yep.
Move, you know, guys, pay people off. You know, if you're going to work, you'll be the owner of this Airbnb. You know, I don't know, guys. It's just insane what's happening to this country, and it needs to be stopped, and it needs to have a spotlight on it, Shady Groove. And I don't mean like a cathedral light spotlight that Joe Biden supports the Nazis, another couple billion dollars given to Ukraine today. How's East Palestine? Shady Groove, this is insane what we've just witnessed.
It is insane what we've just witnessed. And please, guys, stay tuned, because what we're going to bring to you to connect what we just witnessed with the other information that's coming out, as well as Q in the second hour, is going to be pretty compelling. I think you're going to want to hang on to your hats, because what Q was saying was a lot more than it seemed like at the time, according to new revelations now.
Yeah, buckle up, buttercups. It's about to get real. And we're about to show you, they wanted you divided by race, Shady Groove.
They did.
They wanted you divided by race. And we're gonna talk about that in the next hour, guys. With that, guys, we're going to head out of here. 5-minute break. You know, get your popcorn.
Welcome back. Hour number two.
We're live. Hour one outro. Love you guys. Yeah. We'll see you guys in a minute. Please donate to the show. Thank you for the Roman Brents. I missed you guys. Hour number two coming right up. Shady, take it away.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words, In the Matrix with 3X's.com.
I can hear you.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Matrix Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
I went to a great school. I did well. Smart guy. When I say we're going to build a wall, they all say, you can't build a wall. I said, of course you can build a simple. We're going to build a wall.
Everyone said, oh, you can't build a wall.
I said, well, give me some prefab plank. We're going to build a wall. We're going to build a wall.
And that wall's going to be a real wall.
We're going to build a wall.
We're going to build a wall.
And that wall's going to be
We're
going to build a wall.
We're going to build a wall.
We need to build a wall.
We're going
to
build a wall.
We love you all.
It's like a loveless
thing. We're going to build a wall.
The wall.
Bing, bong, this bing, is a serious wall.
And nobody's going to eat Oreos anymore. I'm sure so. There's love in these rooms. It's like love. It's like a love festival.
We're going to build that wall, and that wall is more important than you know. And people are, you know, kind of wondering, you know, what it is. I mean, they're calling you a racist because, you know, you're building a wall. I mean, that has no idea what it is. And Shady Groove, welcome back to hour number two. We're going to go over why building this wall on Flannel Friday, Shady Groove, is for so much more than you know.
I think the Patriots really need to get a grip or larger grasp of what it was, of what is going on in Arizona and what our president was talking about and why the media is triggered in this regard. They're not triggered whenever you're talking about defending the borders of Ukraine, are they? But they're triggered whenever we start talking about defending the American borders. Very interesting.
Well, they need to change the way we think, Shady Groove. And how do you do that? Very interesting. Maybe it's been written in the hidden knowledge for a long time and we just haven't realized it. Maybe the exactly plan has right been there and the playbook is there, but we just haven't seen it. And, you know, so the other night, Shady Groove, I you know, sometimes I listen to our, you know, Bill Cooper, and I found a video that I'm, well, let me watch this one. And then there was something else that popped up the next day verifying basically what I heard from Bill Cooper. So this is how decodes kind of happen, Shady. They happen in twilight sleep, and you know what I mean? So I want to just play this, and I played this for what I would consider, you know, a friend of mine who thinks very similar to me. And you know, we're going to kind of step through this. But there is a need for mass immigration, but not for you. You know, remember Shady Groove when we had Ellis Island and everybody came from all walks of life? They wanted to come here to get away from the British crown. They wanted to come here and be able to you know, what do you call it? Like worship, you know, their own way. They wanted to get away from freedom. the Babylonian money and religion control. Freedom, Shady. Exactly right. And we worked together. It didn't matter what color you were. It didn't matter if you, I mean, yes, you know, the Irish people were in Irish neighborhoods. And then my grandfather was Norwegian in an Irish neighborhood. He got his ass kicked. You can imagine. But the American dream was there. Everybody worked hard. Everybody worked to get what they needed to live. Everybody built buildings that we can't even build today. Think about that. Think about the buildings that were built in the 18, 1900s that we can't even build today. There could be another reason why that is, Shady Groove, but let's just look at how we all used to work together. Let's just look at how we work together. So do you think maybe that the way, if you, you know, bring people in from, you know, red meaning communist and socialist countries, and they intermingle with you and I and, you know, people of America, that their ideologies might change. Has nothing to do with race, Shady Groove. It's ideologies.
That's 100% true. And this is the gap that we need to bridge between the media contamination of the conversation and what the conversation really is. It's a matter of ideology. What do you think? What have you been taught to believe by the government of the country that you came from? Well, then you know, what's your level of capitulation to authority as someone outside of America coming into America?
So we're going to bring up this Bill Cooper clip on the need for mass immigration, and we'll try to explain it a little bit and show you that this has been a plan, the playbook, and we're falling for it hook, line, and sinker as a community, even patriots, Shady. So here we go. Yep. We're going to play this. Let's take a look at it, guys. The wall is more than you know.
Who does not leave father and mother cannot follow me. As long as you are tied to the family, the nation, the tribe, you are siding with the old blood, the old ways, and cannot amalgamate into the molten sea, into a universal brotherhood. And I'm telling you exactly what the elite of the world are about today and what is happening in this world and why these things are happening. If you are listening to me carefully, you can understand current events crystal clear better than anyone that you know. You see, this ultimate peaceful world can only come when people marry internationally and produce interracial children. Because when there are so many nations, the way to unite them is through marriage. Let Abraham, the race and tribe father, die. Let the I am live. Christ knew the occult fact that the mixture of blood in international marriage always kills something. It doesn't kill the race. The race lives on in the genetic code of the children, even though the genes are mixed with genes of other races. They are there. If it does not kill the body, what does it kill? If we made a horse and a donkey, the outcome is a hybrid, the mule. In that mule, something is missing on account of the mixture of strange blood, namely the faculty of propagation, which is lacking in all hybrids. Similarly, when we marry internationally, something else is destroyed, but nothing physically. And that is the picture in the inner vision. The different pictures of different families clash. And so the clairvoyance, the touch with the spiritual world and the memory of nature has won since the practice of marrying in the tribe was broken up. The Highland Scot, who marries in the clan, and the gypsies alone retain this second sight in a measure. Thus we can see that the blood is now differently constituted from what it was in the earlier ages of human evolution. The body of Jesus was a pioneer vehicle of superlative purity at the time when the Christ Spirit entered it as a means of ingress to the center of the earth by the identical path which had previously been taken by Hiram Abiff when he jumped into the molten sea and was conducted along the path of initiation to the center of the earth where Cain, his ancestor, dwelt. Remember, folks, I'm reading this. This journey of Christ is recorded in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 and 19. After Christ had been freed from the flesh by the violent death on Golgotha, when anyone is killed, the venous blood with its impurities clings closely to the flesh, and therefore the arterial blood which flows is distinctly cleaner than it would otherwise be. It is more free from passion and desire. And being etherealized by the great Christ Spirit, the cleansed blood of Jesus overflowed the world, purified the etheric region of selfishness to a great extent, and gave man a much better chance to draw to himself materials which will allow him to form an altruistic purpose and desire. Thus the age of altruism was there inaugurated. By faith in this blood, and by imitation of the Christ life, the sons of Seth are therefore provided with a means of purging from themselves the curse of selfishness. While the sons of Cain were given the emblem of the rose and of the cross, to teach them to work faithfully to make the molten sea, the philosopher's stone, and to find the new word which shall admit them to the kingdom. For they believe more in works than in faith. They belong to the material world. Those who believe in faith belong to the spiritual world. The accompanying the accompanying chart that I'm holding in my hand shows three ages that are mentioned.
Pay attention.
First age, when each human being was a complete creative unit, male, female, double-sexed, as they believe, and ruled by one hierarch, Melchizedek, who filled a dual office as king and priest, and that is what is coming in the New World Order. The second age, when the division of the race into male and female, separate from each other, humanity divided into two sections, called sexes, and into two orders, the temporal powers, the king initiates, Freemasons, initiation by fire and light, the male ideal of Hiram Abiff, and on the other end of the spectrum of duality, priests, Brahmins, Levites, initiation by water, baptism, of the female ideal, the Virgin Mary, and the division into races, nations, and sects. Hence there is war, oppression, and slavery, unity and diversity, love and hate. And then number three, the new Galilee, the new age, the new world, which is coming, abolition of sex. Are you listening to me? Abolition of sex, abolition of the family, finding the word becomes flesh, Christ, king and priest, just and holy, baptism of spirit, divine ruler over a purged humanity. Do you know what the word purged means? It means that anyone who will not go along with this are to be eliminated. Christ, as you believe him to be coming back as a Christian, is not what they're talking about here. They're talking about the office of the Christ. The Christed race. The New Age movement. Divine ruler over a purged humanity called Abraham's seed, dwelling in the new Jerusalem, which means there shall be peace. You better wake up to this, because what they got planned is not good. I oppose it. I oppose them because they are liars. I oppose their machinations because they are not building, they are manipulating. I oppose their New World Order because it will be a world of enslavement, of elimination, of entire peoples and races. Because they can't wait for all these things to happen naturally. They claim that the division of the rulership into state and church caused war and strife. The state espouses the cause of fatherhood and man and upholds the male ideal of arts, crafts, and industry embodied in Hiram Abiff, the sons of Cain. The church espouses the cause of motherhood and woman and holds aloft the female ideal of love and hearth and home embodied in the Madonna and her child. It is the conflicting interests of the man and the woman, the home and the shop, the church and the state, which caused the economic struggle, the war and the strife, with which mankind is cursed and which make all long and pray for the reign of peace. The third age, the coming world, the world that they are attempting to build now, when a divine Christ, who like Melchizedek, shall fill the dual office of king and priest, and shall rule over a purged and glorified humanity, which has risen from sex love to soul love. And I am telling you now, it will not be Jesus Christ.
Biden,
it
soul of America.
Imposter. It will be a lie. It will, in fact, be the Antichrist. And I don't care if you're a Jew. I don't care if you're an agnostic. I don't care if you're an atheist, a Christian, an Islamic, a Buddhist, a Taoist, or a nature worshiper, an American Indian looking toward Wakantanka. What these people believe will affect us all. And they believe it. They are in the process of bringing it about right this moment as I speak.
Pretty interesting, eh? Shady Groove, I just want to leave it there because that's, unless we want to keep going, but you see what they're doing. We were first man and woman, all about family. And then they brought in, you know, more, right, with the dividing of the sexes, male and female. You know, look at what they did to Mary Magdalene. I mean, look at, like, just look at what's happening, folks. And then they want to get the soul from sex to soul. And, you know, Biden was saying the soul of America. They're bringing in people to further with their, okay, so those people that are being brought in, Shady, and let's just talk about this for a second.
Yep.
Those people that are being brought in are essentially used to being, you know, the thumb on them, if you will, the boot strap on their neck. They're used to communism. They're used to socialism, and they'll be more apt to vote for it. And when the Bushes changed the Republican Party to red, red means communism to the people that they're bringing in. And then if they give them all what they need, the Democrats are going to vote Democrat. So they're going to make sure that that consciousness or way you think stays, Shady, which is not America first. It's the opposite. Shady.
Yeah, real quick. Very, very great point. Right? Very, very great point, because what he's saying there is he's trying to explain what we're talking about. We're talking about an ideology. Again, you're not talking about a race. It doesn't matter whether people are from Haiti or whether they're from Cuba or whether they're from Mexico. In America, there was not a specific color relative to a party until circa the mid 1980s, early 1990s, before the Republicans became red, the Democrats became blue. Before that, it was the party that was winning was red, and the party that was losing was blue in the charts that they would show you on TV. So this is new in America, and it talks directly to what Jeff was just saying there, because people who are coming here from South America, they see red, they attribute red with communism. Therefore, they're more apt to lean blue or to vote or to support a blue color, not having anything to do with legislation or law or criminality whatsoever. It is just a perception, an ideology. Was that good?
They want you divided by race. It has nothing to do with race. And I'm going to show you this right now. This is what made me like go, aha. I'm going to show you the next piece of what was shown to me. I was on Carly Bonet's channel. And she had Angela Davis, an American political activist and author who is an active member in the Communist Party and the Black Panther Party. And she finds out that her ancestors came from on the Mayflower. You see how this works. Check it out.
So just on the Mayflower.
No, I can't believe this. No, my ancestors did not come here on the Mayflower.
Your ancestors came on the Mayflower.
No.
You are descended from one of the 101 people who sailed on the Mayflower.
Oof. That's a little bit too much to deal with right now.
Did you ever in your wildest dreams think that you may have descended from people who laid...
Never.
The foundation.
Never.
For this country.
Never.
So she was part of her ancestors were on the Mayflower. Now, because of whatever happened in her life with the programming, with the church, with everything else, she's a communist and a Black Panther on the very destruction of the foundation that her founding ancestors, her ancestors built here in the United States of America, Shady.
That's why they want all of us disassociated with our heritage, disassociated with our lineage, pretending like, you know, all of these people that are here now were slaves or their family was slaves at one point or another is kind of ridiculous, because it really is a small segment of the population that are descendants of American slaves.
That's right. And I want to play one more, Shady. You saw this one. This is a gentleman that was a big TikToker, if you will. You know, this is something you found. This is the left is starting to see now. But look at this great patriot and a revelation that this man had. Again, It has nothing to do with race. It has to do with ideology.
Hello, people. How you doing? I was just sitting here watching some TikTok stuff, and it just swelled up something in my spirit. I'm just going to come on here and say it, man. Mr. President Donald Trump, I want to meet you so bad, mainly to apologize face to face for allowing the media to influence my opinion of you. I've been digging and doing my research, man. So many hidden things that they hid that you were doing. If you run again, you have my vote this time. I'm not a media puppet anymore. I see. So, Mr. President Donald Trump, and oh yeah, if you see my boy, you know who you sat down and had lunch with. Think about it, and you'll know who I'm talking about if you even see this. I want to meet him too. I really don't know too much about anything except for the last 3 months, 4 months. His doings now have caused me to take an interest. Your doings now. Your doings then. Yeah. I wish you had stayed president 2 terms. Shoot, 4. Now, please, people on TikTok, don't give me no hell for saying this. I really don't give a damn if you do, but man, if y'all knew some of the things that I know, some of you already do about the president we just had and the president we have now, you'd be trying to go to another country somewhere. Mr. President Donald Trump, may God protect and bless you. Deuces.
Yeah.
That means peace, in case you didn't know.
Now, who here would give that man a big hug? I would.
I tell you what, buddy, that does something to me. That gets me in a part of where, you know, the fight that you and I have been in, what have we been saying this whole time? It's time to reach out. It's time to reach across the aisle. It's time to talk to your friends. Stop calling them libtards. Stop acting like that they have some piece of information that you can't point to. They're starting to see, because reality is becoming obvious. That's unfortunate for the duration of the time that it is taking. But that's the reason we play the Tav song here. And for Democrats, please, to wake up. That's what we want. We do not want our families separated. We do not want people ostracizing people from their holidays because of their political beliefs. It's insane. This gentleman right here really did stir my soul last night to inspire me again, you know, inspired by a Democrat. Yeah.
And so what we're doing right now is showing you that the wall is more important than you know. It has nothing to do with race, guys. It's not racist. It's these people that are coming over have a different ideology than we do. And with intermarrying and getting involved in relationships here with people, it's going to change ideologies. That's what they're after. It has nothing to, they want you divided by race. Now, Shady, I want to go over this Q post 1009 with what we've been taking in this whole show. It was not supposed to be revealed that POTUS is not under criminal investigation. Not yet. Traitor. Massive intel sweep. Manafort was a plant. Trace background. Open source. Who was arrested? Non-U.S. Trace background. Open source. Carter Page was a plant. Trace background. Open source. Why is Mueller going after inside plants? Flynn is safe. Define witness. Can a witness hold a position of power, influence while ongoing? Russia, Russia, Russia. Real or fake? Fake? J.A. Seth Rich? MS-13, 187, which is the murder code in CA. 2, 24, distance. MS-13, 13 equals M, MSM, the wheel, right? The wheel, like if you have like, for example, Sebastian Gorka was the wheel or the big influencer for the MAGA coalition. No investigation into WikiLeaks receipt of information, no pull down of NSA metadata trace WikiLeaks, no pull down of NSA metadata period, nothing transferred across web, direct to direct bypass dump, no direct investigation into DNC computer software, no direct investigation into CrowdStrike, now they're advertisers on Fox News, FBI, SC, DOJ, Fed, G, Simply Trust, CrowdStrike's report on data breach, Hussein Block, Hussein Control, Hussein State Secrets at White House National Security, NatSec, Articles 1 through 9 buried, I want attached, America for sale, cheating Obama, trust the plan, April Showers, but this is the point. Troops to the border, clown black ops, private funds, raised how, troops at the border does what? Impact. To who? D's involved. We just heard the first hour. Listen, you know, think about it that way. MS-13, illegal roadblock, sex traffic roadblock, children roadblock, drugs roadblock, guns roadblock, China, Russia, pass-through, intel pull roadblock, name we don't say, John McCain. AZ roadblock, Jeff Flake, AZ roadblock, big money terminate. The wall means more than you know. The fight for the wall is for so much more. Q. Now, if you look at these, like, let's say you don't like sex trafficking, it's a roadblock. Let's say you don't like drugs in the border, it's a roadblock. Guns, roadblock. Sex trafficking, roadblock. Very interesting, Shady Groove.
Now, take in what he just read you with a little bit of new eyes of what we have discussed here already today. The significance and the importance of that border, the reason that the left act the way they do about that border, because it is their lifeline. Their criminal syndicate cannot operate if they don't have control over the border, and if they can't continue to generate what is effectively the largest human trafficking operation on planet Earth, is bringing people in across the American southern border.
And the whole reason they're doing it is to change the way they think, you think, I think, so we're not aware of our republic. They're taking down statues to hide our history. That's how they do it. It's not also, racism, guys. It's nothing to do with race. It has to do with how you believe, what you believe, Shady Groove.
Yeah, the cornerstones of America are private property and innocent until proven guilty. These things that other people have that come here, they do not have respect for those things. They do not have respect for private property because they don't really own their property wherever they come from. They don't have respect for innocent until proven guilty, and they don't have respect for self-defense. As a matter of fact, they don't have any understanding or knowledge of how to defend themselves. They would basically be wards of the state. They are for the state to protect. A matter of fact, a very interesting case going on in Arizona right now with the gentleman who had illegal people on his property. He fired a warning shot. He actually accidentally hit one of them. Right now, he's being prosecuted for $1 million bond for defending his property. This is the difference. Right. This is the ideological difference Jeff is trying to point out.
Exactly right. And Shady, I've got the player for socialism or republic. You want me to start where? About 750, was it?
I think that is right, Jeff. Let me double check our messages just so we start that on the right mark here. 3 seconds, 4, 5.
I think it's 750.
Number 21 at 755.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to start at 753 just because. Here we go.
Yet when I talk to you personally, one-to-one, when we meet somewhere during my many travels, or when we speak on the phone, and I ask certain questions, I find out that it's not true, that you're playing some kind of a game. And I'm not really quite sure what that game is, but that game had better stop very quickly. I find people who tell me that they won't stand up and speak out, even though they know they should, because they're afraid of getting on a list. And so we're minus another soldier in this battle. I mean, and speak to people for accepting welfare checks and retirement checks from the federal government, and they say they cannot get involved and they cannot speak out because they're afraid that they will lose their socialist support system. I know people who claim to be patriots who suck off of the government every chance that they get, and yet they claim to be against the socialist system. Many of you have been listening to my broadcast for almost 5 years now, and you still don't understand how it works. You actually believe in your foolish minds that you are getting something free, something for nothing, from your daddy, the federal government. The federal government does not have one single penny, ladies and gentlemen, that has not come out of our pockets. It is not their money. And when you obtain services from the federal government, it is not free. In fact, it costs you probably 500 more, or 500 times more than it would cost you if you put the same amount of money, each one of you, in your own community and took care of these things yourselves. When it leaves your hands and makes the rounds through the huge, tremendous bureaucracy of government, most of it disappears to make that bureaucracy run and function. And if you're a productive member of society, it goes to take care of those who are not productive, who are parasites, who have become so enamored of the socialist system that they could not live if someone did not give them their handout every week or every month. Many babies are born each year simply to get more money in the welfare check. The child is not wanted. Really? The child is not loved, but the child brings more money from those who suck off the system. There was a time during my lifetime, ladies and gentlemen, when welfare did not exist. And anyone who wanted a job could have it. There are jobs now that go vacant every day, every month, every year, because Americans are so spoiled and so used to taking handouts from Big Brother that they feel that to take those kinds of jobs is demeaning. Yet if you look back through history, you'll find that the greatest men who ever lived started out working in the fields, washing dishes in a restaurant, bussing tables, digging ditches. They learned the value of a dollar. They learned the pride and sense of accomplishment and the tremendous self-esteem from knowing that they earned what they have and owed no one for it. How many of you can say that today? How many of you are so greedy and so childlike? You see, this nation used to be a nation of adults, freedom with responsibility. We have deteriorated from a nation of adults into a nation of children. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, children. Children want it now. Children must have instant gratification. How many of you save on a regular basis? How many of you truly own everything that you have? I would venture to say probably less than 1% of the people listening to me, I don't care what you call yourself, and I don't care how angry you get at me, this is the truth. You can't save your money to buy the one, 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years down the road. No purchase of that automobile on credit. $100 down and $250 a month. And that's not counting the interest that is accumulated over that time. that you complain that you don't earn enough money. If you were to sit down and figure out all of the charge accounts, charge cards, loans, mortgages, and the money that you have pledged against collateral, and the interest that you are paying on top of the taxes that you pay, ladies and gentlemen, you would find that you're just a bunch of limp crybabies, children. Because if you didn't have to have it right this moment, right now, if you'd wait and save your money, not pay that interest, all of you could retire very wealthy.
Imagine that. Shady, how much longer do you want to go for this? But it's a very good message, right? So, you know, would you fight for me to own something if you own nothing? Shady, great comment.
Exactly. Ideology. I think that's good. I think that gives us a good summation of kind of the point that we're trying to make. You know, it is about the ideology. I am willing to fight for your right to free speech. I'm willing to fight for your right to be innocent until proven guilty. I'm willing to fight for your right to freedom of the press, or for your right to own a piece of property. I'm willing to fight for that. We fight for that every day. But the people that are being brought here have no concept of that. They're not being taught. The people who immigrate here, Jeff, the people who legally immigrated, they have to take a test. They have to learn to be an American. They have to study to be an American. They have to recite things. They have to know things. They have to take a quiz to become an American. Because once you leave your country, you're supposed to be an American. That's the idea. It's different than the monarchy.
And by the way, I'm going to just put the archive.org link for everybody there. That's Bill Cooper's complete archive of everything that he's, you know, here it is right here. Start listening to it, guys. He was in the Q drops. Big. B-I-G. All caps. Very amazing. So what we're trying to show you here is, you know, what, it's not racist to want our border sealed. We want people to come over the right way, just as our family did, Ellis Island, to take the test, to come over and get a piece of that American dream, Shady Groove. That's what it's about. It's the American dream. And you can't do that in a democracy where three people, you know, where two sheeps and a wool, two wolves and a sheep are voting on what they want for dinner. Who's going to win? Yep. The sheep or the wolves?
Wolves.
That's right. So basically, guys, it's ideology. We interviewed somebody. I couldn't find the interview, Shady. We interviewed somebody that was Miss Venezuela. We interviewed her in Tulsa. And she was saying that a lot of my friends and family that are Venezuelan here in America will not vote for the Red Party, which is now the Republican Party, because that symbolizes communism. Do you understand that?
Now it becomes a little bit clearer the way the left talks, as in media. Now you're starting to see the left in media are not talking to you. They're talking to the people that don't understand America. Right now, guys, I'm just saying, 10, 15 years ago, there was a known 12 to 15 million illegal people in America. We know of over 2 million that have come within the last 2 years. I estimate over 30 million people in America that are illegal. That's 10% of our population. Look what just happened in Arizona in the election, everybody. This is how they're doing it.
Yeah. You know, it's all connected, everything. And what they want to do is they want to ideologically look at the Prussian school system. The way that the school system is founded is we had people, leaders, allegedly, officials, go over to Prussia and they're like, hey, how do you have your army in such lockstep and all formed and walking the same? Well, we do that through education. They don't call it kindergarten for nothing.
Correct.
It's all there in front of you. You and I have. You know, made this okay. We haven't stood. I mean, we are now, because this is a great awakening, and it's ideology, guys. What is it like to be an American, Shady?
It's the greatest thing. Being an American is the greatest thing that could ever happen to you. Being born in America is such a treasured gift. I cannot describe why I wake up every morning, and before my feet hit the floor, I thank God that I was born an American. And if you don't, there's something wrong with you, because look around. You know, and again, you talk about the people that are coming here. Do you really hold anything against those people for wanting to come to America? I'm telling you, you have to like pull yourself out of it. maybe they don't understand the specifics of what America is, but why are they coming here? They're coming here because they see there's something that they don't have. All the while, the media is putting you down and calling you names and saying that you're racist. But in the meantime, people from every race and culture on planet Earth are coming here from the southern border right now. And they're getting in contract with the cartel. So the cartel is, you know, these people think, oh, I'm going to become an American. I'm going to get across that border. What they don't realize is that once you pay that cartel, you're in servitude for them, to the cartel, to the drug running, to the trafficking. The next thing you know, they ask you to do something. You refuse to do it. You find out real quick, you're not in America as a free person. You're a slave.
Yep. And the 14th Amendment made us all slaves. And that has no color. And they want to, and we're going to play the patriotic reading too at the end of the show. But I wanted to bring this one. How do you beat the beast system, Shady? This was a very good video that you pointed me to. Check it out. Here it comes.
A lot of people keep asking me, how do we beat the beast system? We don't. You turn your back on the beast system. Unfortunately, they own everything. They own telecommunications. They own the farmlands. They have made it a very intricate system with conveniences to get us addicted and make us weaker as a society. And I've been ridiculed for many years now about how I live and where I live, and that I was throwing away my education and all of that stuff. But I was preparing because I knew what was coming, and I just kept headstrong in that direction. And unfortunately, most of you don't realize, but yeah, if they come after, you know, digital IDs for your internet, you're either gonna have to give it up or you're part of the system. If you're scared about, you know, not having hospital or medical help and you don't really trust natural medicines, unfortunately, you're going to have to be part of the beast system. Those of you who are like, well, I've got a mortgage and all of that stuff. Well, you're going to be part of the beast system. You either sell that now, start downsizing, get into an RV or whatever, and realize that, you know, you can at any time just off and leave. I lived in an RV voluntarily for an entire year in minus 60 degree weather just to hash out any problems. Did it suck? 100% it did. Can I do it again? 100% I can. And that's what, that's if they take my land. So, I mean, if they want me to get digital ID to get electricity, screw them. They can shut it off. I don't care. I'm prepared. I've got stoves. I've got wood stoves. I know how to cut my own wood. And this is why I did what I did. Most of you are like, well, you won't be able to get away and basically get into your truck. Yes, I can. You have to look at the straw man law in order to realize that you can drive without a driver's license. You just need to know how to exit the matrix. And that's all it is. So people really need to come to terms with what's happening. Most of you are like, let's go fight them. Who are we fighting? You do realize there's like a million of them, if not more. Yeah, there's more of us, but that's if we don't comply. But if we do comply, then they have all the power. And also, if they do start shutting things off, don't complain. You know what I mean? Like if they shut off the internet for a week, just be like, yeah, okay, cool. And let's not react. That's us not complying. If they want us to get digital IDs in order to get phones, none of us get it. So we don't talk for about 3 months. That's going to hurt their pockets. Unfortunately, a lot of people won't do that. So it's basically get ready to live in a parallel society that requires a lot of hard work and basically has no conveniences. So start learning. Start learning how to tend your garden. Start learning a lot about how to live as if it were like, I don't know, 1800s, because we might have to go back there.
Interesting video there, Shady Groove.
Good, right?
The beast system. Yeah. Yeah.
We got to get out
of here. So Shady, there is a lot more to this, but this was a little bit of a QD code about, and Donald Trump tells you the wall is more important than you know. Did you know that they were doing it to change our ideology? That's the bottom line. Yes, they're bringing in the drugs. That helps change ideologies too, keep you all numb, right? You know, right. Guys, we need to understand what's really happening to us. And I hope you share this show. I hope you do. And I hope if you have a show, please cover it. You know, cover it on your own. Add to it. This is just the beginning of a dig about the wall is more important than you know.
I'd like to really quickly, I'd like to put a little bit of a bookend on this, everybody, to connect you to what our research has been showing us, what we have been talking about for the last 4 years. It's pretty remarkable whenever you slow down and you take a really quick look. This right here shows you the Gadsden Purchase of 1854. In yellow right there, you are seeing almost 25% of southern Arizona that was part of the what is called Gadsden Purchase. And what is the Gadsden Purchase and who initiated it? Well, it's very, very interesting little story here. It's going to take me just a second. In 1845, Asa Whitney of New York presented the U.S. Congress with the first plan to construct a transcontinental railroad. Although Congress took no action on his proposal, a commercial convention of 1845 in Memphis took up the issue. Southern interest in railroads in general and the Pacific Railroad in particular accelerated after the conclusion of the Mexican-American War in 1848. During that war, topographical officers had conducted surveys and demonstrated the feasibility of a railroad originating in El Paso or Western Arkansas and ending in San Diego. Gadsden has become the president of South Carolina Canal and Railroad Company. In 1839, about a decade later, the company had laid 136 miles of rail. I'm going to drop you guys this link so that you could continue to read, but the point being the control of the border and southern Arizona right there. Since its inception, outside yellow was not Arizona and New Mexico before the Gadsden Purchase. After the railroad purchase of southern Arizona, look at that. 25% of the state is actually owned by the railroad. You wonder why your corruption is there. You wonder why Q specifically pointed to one county, Maricopa County. Very interesting.
And Shady, to bookend that, the Pesos, okay? The United States of America Body Politic Trust, that's where the money comes from. We show you here on the MG Show. I don't think anybody else on this interweb does. And we're very proud to bring it to you. And Shady, we're going to end it with what Q really is. And with what we've learned, I want you guys to listen to this, Shady Groove. I want you to listen to this one more time, because we did this when Q dropped all those posts again. Remember, double posts are very important. And he dropped them all in a row and we read them. And you guys listen to it with what you've learned today and what I've learned today. It's pretty amazing. Shady Groove, we'll see you Monday.
Thank you guys so much. Please, your patriotic spirit is what we need here. Thank you for your love, your prayers, your donations at the MG Show. We really just wanted to be, you know, bringing you what's right. We want to talk about what's real and what's right. We love you. Have a great weekend.
And I'm going to answer Rush. No, Q is not a quantum computer. See you guys later.
Value. One, vote. Two, monetary value. Tax contribution. Three, why is free thought ridiculed, challenged, and threatened when a person is opposed to the mainstream narrative? Two, remains fixed degree allowable by economic recession and expansion. One, remains a variable. One, dependent on a controlled system of information dissemination. What happens when 90% of the media is controlled and owned by six corporations? What happens when those same corporations are operated and controlled by a political ideology? What happens when the news is no longer free from bias? What happens when the news is no longer reliable and independent? What happens when the news is no longer trustworthy? What happens when the news simply becomes an extension arm of a political party? Fact becomes fiction. Fiction becomes fact. When does news become propaganda? Identity creation.
How does the average person who is under constant financial stress by design find time to research and discern fact versus fiction? Majority of people more prone to believe someone in power sitting behind a big brand news name. Do people, human psyche, tend to follow the majority mainstream viewpoint in fear of being isolated and or shunned? Mainstream is used for a reason. Dominate trend in opinion. If a majority of people believe X, then X must be validated true. Why do mainstream media heads within different organizations always use the same keywords and or catchphrases? Coordinated? By who? Outside entity providing instructions? Do they count on the fact that people human psyche, are more prone to believe something if heard over and over again by different trusted sources? Do echo chamber tactics provide validation credibility to the topic, point being discussed? Threat to intellectual freedom? Would control over of these institutions, organizations, allow for mass control of population's viewpoint regarding a desired topic? Read again. Digest. Would control over of these institutions, organizations, allow for the mass control of population's viewpoint regarding a desired topic? Logical thinking. Why, after the election of 2016, did D's and media corporations jumpstart a coordinated and planned divisive blitz intended to create falsehoods regarding illegitimacy of election, character assassination of POTUS through sexism, racism, and every other ism? Pre-post 2016 election, why were violent masked terror orgs such as Antifa immediately created and funded? Why were these organizations tasked with immediate intimidation, shutdown of any pro-POTUS rallies and or events? Why were marches immediately organized to counter and silence pro-POTUS rally and or events? Why were marches immediately organized which divided people into sex, gender, race, ism? When you control the levers of news dissemination, you control the narrative. Control of the narrative equals power. When you are blind, what do you see?
They want you divided. Divided by religion, divided by sex, divided by political affiliation, divided by class. When you are divided and angry and controlled, you target those different from you, not those responsible controllers. Divided, you are weak. Divided, you pose no threat to their control. When non-dogmatic information becomes free and transparent, it becomes a threat to those who attempt to control the narrative and or stable livestock-kept sheep. When you are awake, you stand on the outside of the stable, groupthink collective, and have free thought. Free thought is a philosophical viewpoint which holds that positions regarding truth should be formed on the basis of logic, reason, and empiricism, rather than authority, tradition, revelation, or dogma. This represents a clear and present danger to the constitutional republic of the United States of America. Q.
Decide for yourself. Be free from outside opinion. Decide for yourself. Be objective in your conclusions. Decide for yourself, be true in your own beliefs. Decide for yourself, be open to following the facts. Decide for yourself, be strong in defending your beliefs. Decide for yourself, be resistant to blindly accepting factless statements.
Those that attack you, those that mock you, those who cull you, those who control you, those who label you, do they represent you? Or do they represent themselves in some form? Mental enslavement.
The Great Awakening, Freedom of Thought, was designed and created not only as a back channel to the public, away from the long-standing mind control of the corrupt and heavily biased media, to endure future events through transparency and regeneration of individual thought, breaking the chains of groupthink. But more importantly, aid in the construction of a vehicle, a ship that provides the scattered free thinkers with a starter, new social networking platform which allows for freedom of thought, expression, patriotism, or national pride, feeling of love, devotion, and sense of attachment to a homeland and alliance with other citizens who share the same sentiment. When non-dogmatic information becomes free and transparent, it becomes a threat to those who attempt to control the narrative and or the stable. When you are awake, you stand on the outside of the stable, groupthink collective, and have free thought. Free thought is a philosophical viewpoint which holds that position regarding truth should be formed on the basis of logic, reason, and empiricism, rather than authority, tradition, revelation, or dogma. When you are awake, you are able to clearly see. The choice is yours and yours alone. Trust and put faith in yourself. You are not alone and you are not in the minority. Difficult truths will soon see the light of day. Where we go one, we go all. Q.
The entire world is watching. Patriots from around the world are praying for America. We're all bound by a feeling deep inside, a feeling that cannot be publicly expressed for fear of ridicule, a feeling that challenges the mainstream narrative against that which we are told to accept and dare not question. Put simply, that people are being abused by those in power and time is running out. Remember the battles of Lexington and Concord. Give me liberty or give me death. For far too long, we have been silent and allowed our bands of strength that we once formed to defend liberty and freedom to deteriorate. We became divided. We became weak. We elected traitors to govern us. We allowed evil to prey on us. Those who claimed to represent us gave us false hope, made false promises. The evil and corruption only grew.
This is more than party politics. This is about restoring old glory. This is about saving our land and our people from those who wish to harm. This is about preserving our republic. This is about preserving our safety. This is about restoring our strength. This is about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is about protecting our children. This is about saving America.
We are all God's children. We are fathers. We are mothers. We are daughters. We are sons. We are brothers. We are sisters. We do not look at race. We do not look at skin color.
We are united in these states of America. We are and will always be patriots. We must rise again. We must unite again. We must fight again for God and country. God bless America. Where we go one, we go all.
Ideology. America first. God bless you all. MG.show. Boom.